Have to test it. Oh, looks like it's working.
It's working.
It's gonna have me talking like a jerk right at the beginning.
We'll get it out.
Yeah, I'm sorry to say the folks I work for do the same thing. So I'm starting to get to the point now. I'm starting to, you know, go and show me that you're sleeping. That's just, yeah, it is. I'm sad to say that's what it is.
Okay.
Keep it on your straight.
What is it?
You keep it on your straight. I just felt obligated to ask. I didn't even. I asked Carol the same thing, but Mike.
Just
I
wanted,
both of you got a tough job.
You went with Julie to the pond, didn't you?
Well, just the last one.
Yeah. And she's still, we're still speaking. All these years later.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. That's been a few years ago.
Just a few, I would think.
Yeah, 10.
Okay, everyone, I have 7 o'clock. I would like to welcome everybody to our October 7th, 2014 Board of Zoning Appeals meeting for Bluvanna County, our first meeting in almost 4.5 years. First order of business, I'd like to turn it over to you guys to elect a chairman, and then the chairman will conduct the election of a vice chairman. Do we have any nominations for chairman?
So the last time we met, Mr. Morris, you were the chair, correct?
Yes.
Without having met, or nor should we have met in advance, I'd move that Mr. Morris be appointed the chair.
Second.
Move to close nominations.
Do we have a vote?
Well, I say we close nominations, then we can have a vote.
Okay. All in favor of Mr. Morris, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it, Mr. Morris. I'll turn it over to you.
Okay, let's vote for the vice chairman. Any nominations?
Peter's vote.
Okay. I nominate Peter Kaiser. Von
Kaiser. I'll second the motion.
Okay. Any other nominations? I have a move to close the nominations.
So moved.
Let's vote for Peter as vice president. Vice chair. The whole thing will say aye.
Aye.
Okay. All right.
Which be in charge of the syndicate.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Okay.
Now we go to the approval of the minutes. Here's the official copy for signing, and you each have a copy on the packet you received tonight.
Okay, as far as the minutes go, we would like to approve the minutes. However, there are only two people who were at the last meeting, so there's no way we can approve the meeting, the minutes from the last meeting. So, what do we do?
Yes, we can, actually.
Okay.
They can read them, and if they think there's something wrong with it, they can tell us, or we can comment, having been there. But that it,
well, you and I were, yeah.
Yeah, so as long as there's, I see nothing wrong with the minutes, so I certainly move we approve them. You all can, if you have questions about it, you should ask me.
But since you weren't there.
No, but they may not understand something.
That's true.
Yeah, it's so long as the chairman and vice chairman have no material concerns, objections to the minutes, then I move that they be approved.
Is there a second?
Carol, second. Yes, you second.
Even though we weren't present.
Because
I wasn't
it's
even
only
an
approval of it. It's not writing.
Right.
Can I have a vote? All in favor?
Aye.
Yeah, it just makes it part of the official.
At this time, I'd like to introduce our board. First of all, we have Mr. Peter Von Kiesling. Is that correct? He's also the vice chairman. Patricia Eager. Easton Loving. We do call you Easton, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Sir.
And Carol Walker. And that's your board of zoning appeals for Bluvanna County. My name is Harold Morris. Of course, I'm the chairman. And next order of business, we have a request for a variance to the Bluvanna County Code. Section 2211.5 to allow for a reduction and the minimum parking setback required from 25 feet to 18 feet. And I will let you take over from that.
Thank you. As Chairman Morris mentioned, this is BZA 1401 for BB Real Estate, and it is a request for a variance to Fluvanna County Code Section 22115B to allow the reduction of the minimum parking setback required from 25 feet to 18 feet with respect to 6.31 acres of Tax Map 5, Section 20, Parcel 4. The affected property is located in the Columbia Election District on the south side of State Route 250, known as Richmond Road, approximately 0.6 miles northwest of its intersection with State Route 15, James Madison Highway. The property is zoned I-1 Industrial Limited and is within the Zion Crossroads Community Planning Area. The red arrow indicates the property. You can see that 250 is the red line kind of diagonally bisecting the page there. So this is 250 here. James Madison is right there. That's Better Living over there. And so this is the area in question right here, the cul-de-sac and the parking. Here's a view of the area in question. If you don't mind, I'm going to turn on the lights for just a minute.
That would help. Thank you.
So this is the area that they're talking about expanding onto. And there's a couple more pictures from other angles so that you can see it. Basically, right now, it's a 25-foot setback from the right-of-way, and they're asking to come down by 7 feet.
Jay,
yes.
On that stretch, this is sort of the center section of the piece, but we're talking about going all the way from their entrance gate up by 250 all the way around to the circle, right?
No, I don't believe it goes up as far as 250.
No, but they have an entrance gate in from 250.
Right.
But right now, there's some employee parking to the right of that gate going into the yard.
Oh, right over here.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so from that gate all the way around to the circle, I'm assuming is what we're talking about.
That's
is that correct.
Okay. Yes. So here's another view, a little closer up of the. It's the same berm that we were just looking at. Gives you a better idea of what it looks like up close. And then here is a third angle of, again, of the same area.
And you can see the flags there.
Correct. Those are the flags that they're intending to extend downwards to. So that's the visual of it. These are the considerations that you may take. The board shall not authorize any variance unless the property is acquired in good faith by the current owner, and one of two situations exists. Either a strict application of the ordinance would effectively prohibit or unreasonably restrict the use of property, or the granting of the variance will alleviate a clearly demonstrable hardship approaching confiscation as opposed to a special privilege or a convenience. In any event, variances must be in harmony with the spirit and purpose of the ordinance. So you wouldn't want to do something that's just flying in the face of the spirit of the ordinance. The reason granting the variance must be directly related to the property itself, not to the particular owners, meaning that what's being asked for is related to the what's physically there. It's not just because of who it is or anything like that. Exceptional narrowness, shallowness, size, or shape of a specific piece of property at the time of the effective date of the ordinance would be one example of the property itself requiring that. As would exceptional topographic conditions or other extraordinary situations or conditions on such piece of property. Also the use or development of property immediately adjacent to the exceptional topographic conditions or other restricting feature. The board must affirm that the strict application of the ordinance would produce a new hardship, that the hardship is not shared generally by other properties in the same zoning district and in the same vicinity, that the variance will not cause substantial detriment to adjacent property, to neighboring properties, The character of the district will not be changed by the granting of the variance, and that the condition or situation of the property is not of so general or recurring a nature as to make reasonably practicable the formulation of a general regulation to be adopted as an amendment to the ordinance, meaning that while the ordinance is creating a problem in this particular situation, the problem overall isn't the ordinance, and it wouldn't just be better to change the ordinance, it works elsewhere, would be what that is saying. That is all that I have to present. This is the suggested motion, but I thought we would open it up for you to ask questions of the applicant to get anything covered that you're interested in finding out.
Thanks. Jay, can we have the lights back?
Yes, thanks. Thanks.
Okay, at this time we'll hear from the
applicant. So
the applicants in this case, okay.
Yeah.
Well, do you have any comments you want to make, or?
I'm not sure to what extent you saw this brief commentary that we submitted with the application, but maybe you saw this, maybe you didn't.
Yes.
If you didn't, I'd make mention of what we think are relevant points to this request.
This allows you to increase your employment with parking.
Before the end of the year, we'll increase a minimum of 20 to 30 employees, and we're busting at the seams now. What we're trying to do is relieve, particularly from a customer perspective, the parking congestion on the building side, where there's a lot of traffic coming and going across the scales, and the customers, for the most part, because employees are taking those spaces, are left to dodge traffic and fend for themselves, which is not really...
So you can only have agile customers.
Right, they're nimble, but... and it's only going to become...
Worse.
Which is a good thing, because we're excited about our expansion. So we never, when we got this approved in December of 08, happily, we never anticipated this level of growth and activity that we have today. We've also scoured the site for any alternative locations to put our employee parking, and the storage facility on the other side of that chain link fence is just a beehive of tractor trailers and roll-off trucks constantly zigzagging around in there, and that's just impractical and unsafe.
And not good for your security.
No, it's not good for security. The other thing is on the, I wanted to make a comment on the landscaping component, because that berm above the drainage swale would stay intact. We anticipate doing a lot of landscaping, but we would also request, it's been consistent with, in the past, we were allowed to clear the trees on that, because as I mentioned it here, we had an extreme case of sabotage at some point. So whatever landscaping, we want it to be ground cover, low-lying grasses, so our cameras can stay. It's no coincidence the trucks are all parked that way. That's so we can keep constant surveillance on them.
Now, question, you say the berm stays intact, but it would look like from where the flags are going back to your fence, that you would either have to build up that area of the fence or cut down the
berm. Or cut it down. I really meant from a streetscape perspective, it will look
roughly the same.
The same width planting. And our, again, our request is that it be grasses and low-lying ground cover from the perspective of surveillance.
But your fence, as it stands now, will stay the same location.
Will not touch
that doesn't
the fence.
Move. So you're coming out from the fence to where the orange flags were.
Exactly.
That will all be part of the parking.
Right, and the vehicles will be limited to passenger vehicles or pickup trucks maximum. And they will be parked on about a 45-degree angle for easy back-and-fill egress.
Your entrance into that parking area will be from your gate area from the circle?
Correct. It'll be one-way flow of traffic only, and it
all
will
the way down.
Come in to the left of the main entrance to the yard and egress adjacent
the circle.
To the circle. And we'll also be putting in a where they'll egress through this drainage swale. We'll continue the culvert pipe that already exists to access the yard around so that we won't disrupt any water flow.
Okay, as I understand it, you don't have enough room to put the road in and the parking both.
Well, we would have to, if we didn't angle the vehicles at a 45-degree angle, we would invade the setback more than the 7 feet maximum requested, and we don't want to do that.
Okay. So the real reason for the 7 feet is so that you'll have enough room for the road and the parking lot both.
To peacefully coexist, exactly. Yes.
Do y'all have any questions?
I guess you're all aware, I mean, it's a private cul-de-sac, and we have three of the four lots on the cul-de-sac, and of course our neighbors have three employees, and they just, so it's a very, it's not, I've spoken with the manager, it's not going to be negatively impactful to them, they're fine with it.
We've heard nothing from any of the notified adjacent property owners in the planning office, any sort of negative comments.
I think it is worth mentioning that even if the variance is approved, there's still a approval of the site plan amendment that will be going through. So this isn't
correct. It'll still have to meet all the site plan development regulations and zoning rules.
Does that go through the planning commission, or is that handled?
It's administrative.
Be a minor site plan.
We have a final site plan approval that we would amend.
Yeah, it would be an amendment of the existing plan.
And by giving the variance, it makes that site plan work, the amendment work.
Correct.
Okay.
We would apply the variance
to that
effectively as a with the ordinance.
As part of the amendment. Okay.
Any other questions?
No, I'd just like to comment that I couldn't find a parking place today when I went.
I can't either. Most of the time, I park perpendicular, and then as soon as I get in the office, somebody's telling me to get out and move my car so they can get out.
Yeah.
It's a train wreck.
The area that you have using now, right up on the other side of the gate, that was some employee parking, which I'm not sure whether that's supposed to be parking or whether they're just using it.
If they're just scrounging for a place to park. It was never
intended as part of your
park. Not at all. It was we've got picnic tables, and that's their break area. And there should be sufficient parking over the length of this
to take care of that.
Because I don't, even now, every one of these trucks that pulls out, the employee has to then, not if it's, that's not a particular hardship, but then we're so pressed for parking, they have to bring their car into where their truck was, and the reverse occurs at the end of the day. That's the only parking they can find.
Any other questions?
So the piece now that they're using to park in is, you're going to reclaim for something else?
Definitely, it's not, because I really believe we'll have sufficient parking, even given
You grow some.
It's a good thing, you know, and I don't want to do a retrospective, but when we were approved in December of 08, it was strictly a construction demolition facility, and the music didn't slow, it stopped. Build it and they will come, nobody came. So for us to even be having this conversation, it's nothing short of a miracle. We're just finishing our sixth year of the operations. So we're...
Congratulations, well, that's wonderful.
We're pleased.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we adopt the suggested motion that's on the screen.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Tricia, do we have a vote? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Karen, you know. Anything else?
Thank you. That brings us to old business. Seeing none.
I don't think we have any old business.
That brings us to new business.
New business.
We'll point out you didn't open and close the public hearing for the public comment.
Okay, well, I didn't see anybody. Okay, at this point, we will open the hearing for any public comment. Hearing none, we will close. the public comments.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, I think you can adjourn at your leisure.
Could I have a motion for adjournment?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, that's it. Thank you all very much.
Thanks for your support.
Good luck with your amended site plan.
Oh, yeah. And your paychecks will be processed once we get a memo from the planning department, because this is such an infrequent occurrence. The pay will come out.